and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. We see this passage of scripture here. If you look at the heading up in right below Psalm chapter 34, you'll find out it is the Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and then he departed. But it was a time that David was in trouble. But yes, also a time that David was looking to the Lord, amen, to watch over him in the midst of his his difficult times in his life. And amen, you say, preacher, what allowed David, amen, to be able to go through some of those difficult times, go through some of those hard times in his life? Amen, I believe we can see that in this passage of scripture here. If you look on the latter part of chapter number 34, you'll find some more beautiful verses where the Bible says, verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. How David knew what it meant. How, amen, to be broken in the midst of his affliction. David knew what it meant. How, amen, to have that contrite heart when he felt like, he was overwhelmed. How it was to the Lord that he could look. How Brother Perry, it was in those times. I believe that David, understood the beauty of worshiping the Lord. And can I say today, help us to understand the beauty of worshiping the Lord. How the beauty of looking to the Lord for what we stand in need of in our life. In the midst of our hard times. In the midst of our difficult times. May we learn the truth. Amen, to be able to worship God. I want to look here. Amen. Verse number 3. Amen. Look at chapter 33. First of all, we'll get there. He says in chapter 33, verse 1 and 2, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, singing to him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Amen. Sing unto him a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. David was speaking of praise. David, amen, was worshiping God. And David knew what it meant. Can you worship God? I want to look at verse 3. Bible said this. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That word magnify simply means to make large or to increase. John said this, John chapter 3, verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. David was called for a magnifying of God. How to see him in a bigger way. I heard somebody make this statement, maybe Brother Perry, somebody made a statement. Amen, that magnify, amen, when you begin to bring something up close to you. David knew what it meant. Hey, man, Brother Perry, to get close to God. In the midst of his troubles, in the midst of his trials, Brother Ryan, he knew what it meant to seek God. He knew what it meant to cry out for God. He knew what it meant to praise the Lord and worship God. See, in verse 3, we see some truths that I want to bring out this morning or tonight. Amen. And preach upon the thought, a call to worship. A call to worship. It says this, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hey, amen. We've done a study long ago about a worship. And, hey, amen, we looked in Genesis chapter number 22. Hey, amen, when God, when Abraham himself had a call to worship. Hey, amen, it was. Amen. We see the source of worship, which is God. We see the submission of worship. We see the sacrifice of worship. Amen. We see the separation, self-denial, but we also see the service of worship. Honey, we see that in this verse here. He said, first of all, he said, magnify the Lord. It is the source. It is the one that we are to worship. Amen. We see, first of all, the purpose of worship that is stated. Oh, magnify the Lord. What David is simply proclaiming, he proclaiming the worthiness of a holy God. He proclaiming one that is worthy. Hey, man, Brother Perry, to be able, hey, man, amen, to cry out to in the midst of troubles. Help us to learn that same truth, that same principle. Hey, amen, you say, preacher, what is that? It is the strength that we gain from worshiping God in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our trials. You say, preacher, why is that so important? You see, when we began to worship the Lord, amen, in the midst of our troubles and trials, what we simply do, Brother Perry, we take our eyes off our trials. We take our eyes off our storm. Brother Brown, we take our eyes off our troubles and trials we're going through. And we look at the one who's holy, one that is merciful, one that is faithful, one that is true, one that knows what we're going through, one that cares about us. When we look and see him for who he is, hey man, it makes him so much bigger. Oh, magnify the Lord. David said, the more we focus on him, the more we worship the Lord, the little our troubles, the little our trials get. David understood that truth. That's why he said, magnify the Lord. You see, it is a sincere call to worship. Amen. We are to respond to that call to worship and to his holy name. And we can gain the strength that we need to make it through the trouble and trials, amen, that we are going through. Not only do we see, amen, a sincere call to worship, we see the purpose of worship that is stated, but we see also something else. Look what it said, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Not only do we see the purpose of worship that is stated, but we see the people, amen, of worship that are mentioned. David said, with me. Hey, amen. David expresses his praise to the Father. Then he calls to all around him. Hey, amen. To join in. Hey, amen, with worship. Can I say today, the more that we learn the truth, to be able to come together, amen, to be able to worship him, amen, to come together, amen, as a body, come together as a people and worship God. David is proclaiming the worthiness of the Lord and his purpose. We also see the people of worship are mentioned. With me, David expresses praise to the Father and then calls for all the people to join him in worship. Psalm 29, verse 2 says this, hey, man, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Psalm 66, verse 4, all the earth shall worship thee. Psalm 95, verse 6 said this, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Hey, I remember a time, oh, I believe it is in the book of Nehemiah. Hey, amen, after they began to rebuild the wall, they came together. Amen, Nehemiah called Ezra to read up in the Word of God. Hey, amen, they all came together to worship God. What a revival. What a meeting. How was going on? Help us. Amen. Understand the midst. Amen. Of our troubles. The midst of our trials. Amen. It is when we get together with others. We get together with God's people. Get together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. To be able to worship the Lord. Thomas David said we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Thank God we are the people that to worship the Lord. Help us to realize how, hey man, the world itself is not going to worship God. Hey man, help us to understand all that he's done for us and all that he is to us. Ought to give us the desire more and more to worship him. You see, the people that are mentioned, David said, come, worship the Lord with me. Amen. Psalm chapter verse 150, Psalm 150 verse 6 says this, amen, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Honey, I'm glad we see in verse chapter 33 verse number 1, he says, sing unto him a new song, praise the Lord with harp, sing to him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Amen. David knew what it meant. Amen. To worship God in music. David knew what it meant to worship God. Amen. In word. David knew what it meant to worship God. Look what he said.
He said, not only the people worship their mansion, then we see another thing, latter part of this verse. He says in verse 34, chapter 34, verse number 3, he says this, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." It is a place of worship that is emanated or shown here. How you say, preacher, look what it said. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. He said, let us, amen. In verse number 3, let us exalt his name together. It speaks of unity. Psalm chapter 133, verse 1 said this. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. What a beautiful thing it is, Brother Perry, when God's people can come together. Amen. In unity. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. When we, amen, can come together with one intent, with one purpose. You say, preacher, what is that? That is to come to the house of God and to get our minds upon the Lord. And get our minds off our troubles. Get our minds off our problem, Brother Ryan. Get our minds off what we did yesterday, what we're going to do tomorrow. Solely get our minds upon the Lord and worship him, for he is worthy of our worship. What a beautiful picture it is, Brother Perry. When you get a group full of individuals that come for the purpose to hear from God. They come for the purpose to worship God. Amen. This past Saturday, amen, I think we had a little over 50, maybe 60 men that came together on a Saturday morning. Amen. You say, preacher, why did they come? They come to worship God. Amen. Saturday was an off day. Saturday was the day when most of them did everything else. Amen. With their families, but they sacrificed their time. Why? Because they wanted to hear from God. They wanted to come together and worship God. And Brother Perry, what a great time we had Saturday morning. Why? Because the purpose of those that came was to worship God, to magnify the name of God, and allow God to touch in the way that he did. Can I say this? That ought to be the reason we come on Sunday morning. That ought to be the reason we come on Sunday night. That ought to be the reason we come on Wednesday night, not just to be coming, but saying, God, come for the purpose to worship God. Saying, God, you're worthy. Amen. You've kept me out of the devil's hell. Lord, you've done so much for me. You've done so much for my home. You've done so much for my family. Lord, help me just look to you and worship you, oh me. Many times I find myself, Brother Perry, so far from there. So far from doing, amen, what I need to do and truly worship God. Amen. It is a place of worship that he speaks of. Hebrews 10, 25 says this, not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as the manner some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And you look at what's going around in America. You look at how close we are to the coming of the Lord to take his church home. And you see the hard time we're going through. Amen. The evilness and the sin that's running rampant throughout our world. How I need to be encouraged by God's people. How I need to be encouraged by one another. By coming together as a body, as a whole, as a family, and worship God and gain their strength and encourage one another along the way. I tell folks the other day, had the privilege last week to be able to go down to Ships Baptist Church. Three nights of revival. Brother Perry was preaching, and amen, just to be able to hear the Word of God. Be able to meet my other brothers and sisters in Christ and the Ships Baptist Church family. The other church that were represented there, her Brother Perry, just to be able to worship with them and be encouraged, amen, by them, and just, amen, seeing their love and their compassion. What encouragement it is. That's why we come together. That's why we dwell in unity. That's why God said it's good to come together in unity. Why? To worship God. And we see the last thing. We see the place of worship that is shown. Then we see the plan of worship that is suggested. Look at verse 1. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the plan of worship, it is continually. It is persevering. Sometimes, Brother Perry, it gets hard to worship God. Sometimes when we go through the troubles and the valleys, sometimes when it seems like all the chatter's around us, seems like everything going on. Hey, man, it's hard to worship God. But, honey, we need to learn in those times, hey, man, to persevere in those times, to continually worship God. I don't back down. I don't give up. I don't give in. But get up in the morning worshiping God, thanking Him for all He's done. And go through the day worshiping God. And go to bed at night. I said, Lord, I thank you that you saved a wretch like me. I thank you that you watched over me one more time. I thank you that you took care of me one more time. I thank you that you watched after me one more time. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. When? At all times. His praise, Brother Brian, shall continue. Amen. Be in my mouth. Why was David saying that? Amen. We see in chapter 33, I will praise him with an instrument of 10 strings. I will praise him in song. I will praise him in word. We praise him in prayer. We praise him in worship. We praise him in witnessing. We praise him in our testimony. Amen. We praise him each and every day of our life. How? Amen. By walking according to his will and his way so that others may see Christ in us. Heard me say this, it ain't about me. It's about him. We need to understand that as David did, the principal truth, David was saying in this call to worship, honey, don't look at me. I want you to look at my Lord. I want you to look at my Savior. Don't look at, amen, what I do. Don't look at, amen, listen to what I say when it comes to, amen, what comes from my own intellect. But you listen to what comes from the Word of God. You look and see Christ in me. You see one that's walking according to the will and Word of God and help us do so. God, forgive me. Preacher, do you mess up? Oh, yes, I do. We all do. Honey, when we mess up, it's when we turn to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. Hey, we have no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But the Bible says, Brother Brian, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is just. That is his attribute. Amen. He's bound by his attribute. He's bound by his word. What he said he will do, Brother Perry, he will do. If we'll do what he asks of us to do, God will do his part. Why? Because that's who he is. We see a call to worship in this passage of Scripture. Amen. He talks about, amen, the person of worship, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Talks about the people of worship. Talks about the place of worship. Talks about the, amen, the plan of worship. Amen. How can we, how do we, what is the plan of worshiping God? Amen. Worshiping with a mind. Amen. Worshiping continually in my mouth. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And ask the question, hey man, do we get up in the morning, listen to the call of worship? Do we go through the day looking for the opportunity to worship? Do we go to bed at night crying out and worship to the Lord, saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. Brother Stanley, oh, what a blessing it is sometimes just to, man, when I lay my head on the pillow at night, just talk to the Lord before I go to sleep. Maybe when I wake up and we are to the morning, hey man, have the Lord upon my mind, Brother Brian, and just talk to him a little bit. Hey man, just, amen, continue. That's what David's saying. My praise shall continually be upon thee. Can I say this? Can I say, oh me, and then we'll close. Many times we get a lot of things that try to crowd into our worship. A lot of things to try to take away or make us lose our focus of worshiping God. And when we get our eyes off of God, preacher, what happens? We see, we heard a good illustration. Amen. But David preached Saturday, amen, about getting out of the boat. Amen. Peter was fine, walking on the water. Amen. The miracle, the miraculous thing was going on. Brother Ryan, until Peter took his eyes off the Lord. As long as he was focused upon God, amen, he's walking on the water. Amen. Even after he began to sink, and he said, Lord, save me. The Lord reached out his hand. I picked him up. I believe that Peter and the Lord walked right back to the boat, right on that water. Same water he just sunk in. Why? Amen. First time he had his eyes on the Lord. But when he began to sink, he cried out to God, said, Lord, save me. Amen. Jesus reached down and picked him up, and hand in hand, they walked together, heading back to that boat. Can I say today, when we put our eyes upon the Lord, when we walk hand in hand with Jesus, then we can, amen, do and be able to worship in such a manner. But when we take our eyes off the Lord, amen, we begin to walk on our own. Amen, we begin to lose focus. And this old world will cause you to lose focus. Amen, this old flesh will cause you to lose focus. Amen, it's those times. Amen, we got to look to the Lord. It's those times. We got to worship Him. It's those times. We got to say, Lord, amen, help me to keep my eyes on you. Help me to focus on you. Help me to worship you. Can I ask a question? You looked at little Weston there as I was preaching. Many of you, even right now, amen. Boy, he had his eyes on me. He is focused. Ain't that right, brother? Amen. With a big old grin on his face. Why? Because he's looking at me. Amen. Ain't that right, boy? He's focused on me. Honey, that's what we need to be. We need to be focused upon the Lord. We need to look to Him. And honey, when we're looking to Him, we be just like old Weston. With a big old smile on our face and joy in our heart. Knowing, thank God, I'm looking at somebody that I love, somebody that I adore, somebody that I would spend time with. It is because we look to the Lord. It is a call to worship. Help us to see. Help us to understand. Amen. That we need to learn the biblical truth of what it means to worship the Lord. Amen. Every head bowed. That's the message. Amen. Father, we thank you.